It's your Max Doom Show, episode 3. It is Friday, 12th of July. In this one, you know, I'm not even going to bother doing it. What I've done in the previous ones is there's been a main yak recorded, and then I've recorded an introduction thing where I go, and it will be this. I'm not going to do it because I'm in the sweet spot of the day between work phoning me up for something, which has just happened, and the builders next door getting out their fucking power drill monster. The vibration of it nearly knocked me off the toilet the other day. So anyway, I'm just going to plow straight in. And speaking of toilets, now we'll come back to that one. I've got a list here. What have I got written down? Everton transfers, Delph, and that Italian. I don't know who that Italian is. I must have made this note a couple of days ago. But I assume he's good. Delph, he's played, I looked him up, he's played, I think it's 200 games, 200 odd, and he's nearly 30. He's 30 in I think, September. What would be the point? I don't know if they're going to buy him, but why on earth would they buy somebody who might be a little bit less, or actually probably the same amount of injuries as who's the clown who's leaving, the ginger haired one, Martin O'Neill's boyfriend, James McCarthy. Yeah, unless it's to replace him on the physio. Fuck it. Who fucking cares? The main one is what's his name? Costa, Diego Costa. Now, I'm all for this. I don't give a shit how many goals he scored in the last 2 years. I'm not even remotely interested. I don't care that he's gone on strike. In fact, I like that he's gone on strike. It's about time Everton started signing absolute fucking horrors and go from there. They've had nice for years. And what's it got them? It's got them fucking nowhere. It's got them celebrating semi-final appearances, which they lost. It's no good. What they want, obviously they want to sign the best players available, but if they can sign some absolute fucking horror stories who are going to go and do whatever it takes to win, then I'm all for it. Plus, he, last time I saw him, which is admittedly 2 years ago, he's a decent player. He was. I don't know what I'm saying with this one. Fuck it. Who cares? It's only a fucking game and the cricket's on. So, you know, well, let's get through the cricket and then get on to Everton's bollocks. But my main football thrill this week is the reaction to, what's his name? The idiot who shoved some fella in a fountain in, where was it? Was it Liverpool were playing? Was it Madrid? Hang on, let me have a look. Blah, 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 blah. Barcelona, swing and a miss. Cowardly Liverpool FC fan screams the Liverpool Echo. I don't understand why this has got to magistrates' court. He's not broken any laws. He's obviously an absolute fucking horror. I mean, why didn't somebody, why didn't the people who were around him, you know, address the situation and do something? You know, the real thing is the situation, what is that word? Not the situation, the environment he's in, where he obviously, he, for whatever reason, thinks he can go and do this. He's obviously just a fucking bully. Somebody that they should scratch it from the courts, don't bother with the courts. And this one, I'm assuming the fellow was Spanish. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Whoever the fellow was who got shoved in the fountain, he should be able to shove this fella in a bigger fountain 5 times. A week for a month with loads of girls watching. That would be, I won't get the police involved. I don't understand what their powers are. He's being banned from going near the ground. And then if they're playing abroad, he's got to give his passport in. if the police deem necessary. I don't know how they would come to that conclusion. But I don't understand why they're involved. It wasn't at the ground. He's not at the ground. He's not at the match. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, fuck it. He's obviously an absolute fucking wanker. And the other one, you know, the court, in the evidence given in the magistrates, it says, Mr. Mullen, blah, 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 tipped another man into a fountain. The other case, the 12th of May, where he was identified pulling down the trousers of a steward. So fucking what? How is this a court issue? And of course, he represented himself. Fucking absolute moron. There's pictures of him on the Echo's website trying to cover his face up with a magazine of some sort, but also peeking out from behind the magazine, thus negating the rather rudimentary disguise he had fashioned. Anyway, fuck him. I don't know. And then the other one, I'm going to have a slurp of my coffee here. 11 pound a bag, those beans, and it takes 15 minutes to brew a cup, but it's worth every fucking penny. Don't bother, it's not for you. This is for the more enlightened coffee drinker. The concert, Johanna concert thing the other day, the binary nature once again of the discussion, where she was asked basically, did you bottle it? And she took the arse, and the stats showed that she made something like 30 unforced errors. So, you know, there's probably some truth in that. The subsequent thing where she said, don't patronise me, she's bang on there, because it's not easy though, I suppose. I mean, you know, I've been in that position, and you ask a question, and then if they come back with a bit of aggression, you've got to think on your feet. And, you know, he didn't come out. Neither of them came out of it that well. I suspect, though, part of the thing, as I say, is she agreed slightly with the sentiment that, yeah, she's got to do something. But people talking on the ever-balanced and nuanced Twitter website, you should try it. It's new, but it's good. They were talking about... they wouldn't speak to a male player like that. I don't know if they would. I don't really watch the press conference, because they're awful. They haven't speaking like a minute after they've finished on Wimbledon, you know, which is bad enough. And then they have these other awful things. Plus, I don't give a shit. I'm not interested. But I do think that it's extremely unlikely that a male football journalist would ask a male football manager or player questions like that, certainly with that tone, because they just get torpedoed. They wouldn't get any more access, you know. And you know, football press conferences generally are something of a free ride. But you know, these people, they're contractually obliged to get involved. They're highly paid athletes. Part of the reason they get all this money is because of the, you know, the coverage, the sponsorships that come with all that bollocks. But these aren't advertisements, you know, advertisements. These are press conferences, and occasionally it's going to get a little rough, especially when once again you fucking swallowed it, you know. Anyway, well, I don't know. So what are we doing for time? Ooh, 9 minutes. I've got another slurp of my drink. Bit of a bumpy ride so far. The bog. I tried to fix the replace the toilet seat in the flat the other day. Normally, it's the first job I do. I did it in when we moved into our old flat. I did it. It was dead easy. As I've seen it's on the internet, it says it's dead easy. It's going to be an absolute pain in the ass. And I replaced the old one, brought out to the bin. And as I'm coming back from the bin, back to the front door, this is a small block of flats, this old woman, she comes up and says, oh, excuse me, I'm desperate, can I use your toilet, please? And I says, no way this thing is sitting on there before me. So I was able to say, actually, I haven't got one, I've just See, I've just thrown it in the bin, and I was able to point to the site of the toilet seat sitting on top of the big silver bin. It looked like the devil's Christmas tree or something. It was horrendous. Anyway, so I tried to fix the new one, and friends, it has stumped me. I can't get any of the bits off. I can't get any of the bits off. The bottom bits are on the left as you face. So if you're a gentleman, if you're taking a leak, the one you see on the left. If you sat down, doing whatever, it's on your right. The nut, and I think you call them the washer, the nut and the long thing and the thing that looks like a hexagon that you turn around, whatever those two things are called, they are welded together. And I had to get on the floor, get my head under the bog. And you know, I've got a sore neck. This is not the simple task it would be for a more supple man or woman. Women could change the bogs. Clearly not in our flat, but you know, it could be an option. I'm under there, and there's this brown liquid which is set. It kind of sits on top of the hexagonal thing that I just described and the bit above it. So as I was hacking at this with whatever I could get my hands on, it was dripping down my arm. And one drop of it went on my nose. It wasn't that. It appears to have just been some kind of rusted water, but I can't get this thing off. And it turns out it's some kind of speciality toilet. So the only good thing about this was I didn't proceed any further, because I've just had to give up with it. But this is symptomatic of the flat. When we bought this fucking flat, this fucking horror woman, she knew there was problems with it, and we couldn't get the bloody bog working. We couldn't flush the bog for 2 weeks because the pipe that goes out to the main pipe that goes through the fucking flat was flat. So there's no lift. So anyway, it doesn't matter, you know. And so if anyone speaks French and wants to phone a French court up for me, please get in touch, because I'm trying to sue her through this French small claims court. Yeah, that's right, yeah. It's about $4,000 fixing this fucking thing up. Anyway, so one of the reasons I was trying to fix the bog seat was it moves. You know, it moves when I sit down. And so for a gentleman of my heft, I keep moving this thing ever more, you know. I don't know what, I'm not quite sure what's going on with it, because it's not loosening the two things I mentioned, the nut and the bolt, I think they're called. Anyway, so if anyone wants a bog seat, we've got a spare one. Anyways, it works, you know, but yes, I don't know what I'm fucking talking about here. Okay, now the sandwich of the week. Oh my God. There's an advert on the telly for something called, I think, Sandwich Thins. And it's made by, I think, again, you know, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to get this right. So let me just, Sandwich Thins. Warburtons. Damn you, Warburtons, for this fucking abomination. The adverts make out like they're some kind of fucking good, you know, oh, look how clever we've been. No, you've not been fucking clever. You're a fucking shambles of a company with this. And all the bank you've made, all the good, I'm actually pointing at the picture of them here. All the goodwill, the good vibes you got from your crumpets and your toasty loaf, it will be wiped out by these bloody things. My sandwich, this was the other day, was two of these sandwich things, which are basically the crusts off one. You know those small fucking loaves that are of absolutely no use to anyone? Each slice is about the size of a beer mat. What the fuck are you going to do with that? It's too small to go in a toaster. You can't get more. You can only get two of them in, and two of them together don't even make up one full slice of bread. You know, if you, if I've got a few minutes. So that's what they are. It's a loaf. It's basically a loaf of these, a couple of these things, tiny, thin. I mean, these are how thin? I can't even picture what they're as thin as. They're as thin as, I don't know. I'd say about the first six pages of any newspaper. This is pushed together. They can't hold anything. So you've got two problems here. First of all, they're going to be too fucking small, so they're going to wind me up. The second one, you can't load these things up and expect them to hold their integrity, because it simply will not happen. You know, what I had the other day was one of these things with cheese and fucking butter and what do you call that stuff? The Branston, a bit of tomato and a bit of rocket. And then I put the top on. The two pieces of bread touch. You know, that is not a good sign. And I couldn't put any more on because they would, you know, they wouldn't be able to hold the load. It's just, I had two of them, which was woefully inadequate. I should have put a pie in the middle of them. This must be my equivalent of self-harming, because obviously I would never, you know, I'm too scared to cut myself or anything like that. But the worst thing was I made the wife a double-decker sandwich with all the same ingredients, but using normal bread. So you've got, I'm going to run you through it. You've got a thick slice at the bottom. You've got your butter on there, you've got cheese, tomato, rocket, and you've got another thick slice with this. She's got this fancy, hang on, what do you call it? This fancier version of pickle, you know, it costs about £1,000 from Broccoli Market, this stuff. And then another, and then you've got the same, basically same ingredients, but with that. And then you've got another a thick slice on top. So that's about, what is that, one? You're talking about 3 inches high. That's what she took to work. And I have this fucking disgrace that I'm embarrassed. So I had to go and eat it. I had to go find a corner. I didn't want anyone seeing me with this. What if I got packed? And that's what it gave to, me wife, which makes me an absolute fucking feminist. But yeah, so there's your sandwich of the week, yet another atrocity. Shame on you, Warburtons, as Robert De Niro calls them. What else we got? I was going to pause this, but I can't, I don't think there's a pause button. Nah, fuck it, let's go. I'm on 18 minutes here.
Oh, baby.
I've got an invite to a wedding. Well, a wedding evening do. The wedding itself is just for family, which is cool. These are grown-ups who are getting married. They've moved out to the country. And getting married is a great idea for a... especially if you can't be asked buying any more cushions. They've sent us the thing through. It'd be a good do. And there's a little note on the bottom saying, you know, I can't remember the ins and outs of it, but basically, this, the long and short of it is they're into me for a couch. as a gift. Well, let me rephrase. The starting bid seems to be a couch, but obviously there will be a negotiation over time. And as I was discussing this with somebody at work, and I'm saying, well, that noise is the builders outside. Let me rephrase again. A contribution, I think it says, towards a new couch. Well, first of all, I can get you a couch. People are dumping them on the street around here, so... You know, if you want one, I can get you one. But in principle, I've got no problem with this. It's just that there's a finite pot of money. So you know, obviously got to pay to get there. I'm going to have to kip over. It's in the countryside, as I say. Now, further investigations have drawn out the information that there will be a buffet. So, okay, so you can, I'm now offsetting some of the couch against the buffet. But the buffet itself is an absolute crapshoot. You have got to be on your toes. There's a buffet situation, all better off. It's like the next sale used to be. You do not want to be the one on the floor with people trampling over you. You've got to be the trampler. The problem we got with the buffet thing is one of these things, like the phone microphones always being on. These are one of the things that we just sort of turn a blind eye to, even though we know the full horrors that kind of lurk within. And in this case, you know that statistically, at least half of those people are not going to be hand washers. In fact, I'm going to put it, I'm not scientific, I'm going to say 80% of the women will be hand washers. 80% of the men will not be hand washers. And I think I'm being bloody generous there, because I go into, you know, gents' toilets, not for leisure, I mean, just, you know, in their own business. And it's a surprise when somebody washes their hands. So you've got to be in the first run. You can't be going back for more. You have got to pile that plate. Forget it. It doesn't matter. There is no shame. You know, these people who go in and get one tiny little plate, you need to be going two. It's like the sandwich thing. You need to have two layers, because you're not going to like everything on the plate. You need to be, I mean, you've got to, what you really want to do is you want to find out beforehand who's doing the buffet, and you need to get in touch with them, and you want to say, look, I'm coming down to this thing. I've got some, you're doing me a big favour. Could you tell me what we're going to have? Because that way, and even better, if they could give you a schematic of where the food will be laid out on the table, you know, then you can really plan a precision raid on this thing. So where everyone else is, you know, and there's always this fucking false manners stuff where, oh, I don't want to be fair. Fuck that. A pal of mine, he's growler shot on the Twitter. He once basically brought a convention to its knees by going straight to the second, the downstairs layer of a double-decker tin of biscuits. Huh? Now, there's a visionary. He saw what was available, you know, a lot of the coconut ones and the other thing. And he said, no, you know what? No, not today. Now everyone's doing it. So, yeah, with the buffet, what you need to do, you need to just, you got to pile in there. Anyway, so this is the thing. So the buffet offsets a certain amount of it. So anyway, we're in negotiations. I'll let you know how we get on with it. But it should be a good do. And I will be wearing tracksuit trousers. But it reminds me of another wedding I went. I declined, where a pal of mine was getting, he'd already got married, and he sent an invite saying, we got married in the Bahamas, we've got a house. In fact, the gist of it was, we got married, you weren't invited, we've got everything in the house that we could ever need. Do you fancy paying for us to go on holiday again? And I phoned him up and said, listen, right, no, you know, as tempting as that is. But I'm not saying this one's like that. Let's just be clear. This isn't. But, you know, and I think the Brexit people could take a lot, could look at this as a way of negotiations. You know, I'm not playing all my cards here. You know, how much of a couch I turn up with at this stage, I really can't say. Anyway, so there you go. What else we got? I was going to say, well, oh yes. It's loyalty. Don't know how this popped in my head the other day, but I used to be so brand loyal. It used to be Adidas was the main one. Adidas, if you posh. And I've just ditched them. And it, you know, took a while. I ditched them because basically their shoes hurt me back. And now I get night because they don't hurt my back. But I used to feel guilty if I'd pull out the, you know, another shop's bag for life at the, well, invariably it was Aldi, you know, or forgot the wrong coffee stamp card out somewhere. You know, I would feel guilty, but now I can give. The only thing I think I'm actually properly loyal to is porn. I mean, I stick with the same people that I've been basically since I first got the internet. So I don't know, mostly the same. I won't bore you with the details of what I'm into, but I tend to, it takes a lot for me to shift from one particular artiste to the next. And if I do, I feel guilty about it. And I'm kind of, I run, you know, if I'm relaxing, I run a multi-tab system using a browser that doesn't get used for anything else. If I'm watching the new person, for example, and I see the other one's name on the tab, I have to stop and turn the tab off. Anyway, so there you go. That's just a little insight into what I've been doing. And we're on 26.5 minutes. I think that'll do it. You know what I mean? We've got lucky with the builders next door. There was one other thing. Just going back to the weddings. I went to a lesbian wedding last year, and this one was abroad. But I made the effort for that one. You know, I don't know what I thought. I honestly think deep down, I thought it was, when we got there, it was just going to be a big bed with a load of chairs around it. Needless to say, it didn't work out like that. Sorry, I blew it again by banging my hand on the table. That's it. That's your Max Doom show for Friday, whatever the date is. It's Max _... No, it's not. It is the _ Max _ Doom on that Twitter they have. And it's maxdoomshow@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.